Welcome back. There are many markets within the context of second half goals that you can exploit, that you can be thinking about. These are the results from the second half goals filter that we created yesterday on the video. I'll put a link up on the video so that you can go and check that out. And I think what I might do is just track it, see what games come up and just keep everybody in the loop. And maybe we can do maybe a filter a month or something like that, you know, and we try and get the best out of it and see what opportunities come up. Because whilst this is second half goals, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the only thing that you can actually try and predict, the number of second half goals, although we did yesterday. These are the results from yesterday. We'll take a look at them because there was so much value in the game with these ones. Now, we will start with the only game that really didn't offer much value, and that's, you know, that's fine, that's going to happen. This is very, very important to get into people's heads. Not every bet will win. There are betting systems where you only need 29% of games to win. You know, you name it, there are systems out there, especially with value betting. You can download the data from the downloads page, you can test it in Excel or whatever, feed it to ChatGPT. That's what people in the Discord have been doing. Some great conversations going on there. That's what I love to see. That's why the API was launched as well, so that people can just get their hands on this data and create something. And now more than ever in society, it is easier to create. It is easier than ever to build something that will bring you value within your hobby, within something you're passionate about, whether it's football, whether it's data, whether it is both of those things together, whether it is investing, up to you, but the possibilities are endless. Now, jumping back to this list, we can take a look at the peak odds. As I say, this game from Albania, over 2.5 goals, obviously peaking at 15 because of the state of the game, over 1.5 goals, peaking at 15 as well. And that's what I mentioned yesterday with the context of a second half goals filter. There are many markets that you could bet on. There's first half draw, for instance, there's first half unders, there is second half overs, there is half with most goals. And then when it comes to in play, there is over 1.5 goals, which I do really want to focus on in this video because I think it's potentially a very good strategy based on this one day. And you should never base anything off one day, but we will take this example because we literally created this filter together off the cuff in yesterday's video. So I think it makes sense to just continue the journey of the filter as you would on the site if you were using it. I mean, these videos essentially should be more tutorials than me just spoon feeding you or something. I'm not a tipster, and there's a lot of comments where people just show us the bet slip, and my answer is always the same. I have explained every single thing that I'm thinking about a particular game in the video. I transcribe the video, upload the subtitles for everyone as well, so it can be converted essentially into any language. And I don't want to really just be somebody that provides bet slips. You can get that elsewhere on YouTube for sure. And it was those videos that I saw that made me start making these prediction slash betting analysis, data analysis, whatever you want to call it, in the first place. It's the reason I sort of started, because I came across one and it was just like somebody reeling off 30 games. This one is 1.13, this one is 1.3. And it's like, well, where's the value in that, to be honest? Every day it was like 400 odds or something, and that's just not, I don't think, a good way to think about betting, to be honest. You should be sensible. You should understand probability. Rule number one. And have bet tracking and have a system set up for every sort of market that you're trying to test. Someone in the Discord a while ago said, it's good to think about markets as niches. Everyone has a niche in life, right? There are niche businesses that you can set up. And it's the same in this. Everyone has different markets that they profit out of. People move around from market to market. And especially with value betting, the way you can test on those markets, you can find profit in these different markets for sure. And this is another one of those second half goals. It opens a possibility to quite a few different opportunities, which means you can sort of fall back when you get a short list of games. You're not just thinking about one thing, and I think that is really key. It's beneficial when you're looking at a game. How many ways can I win is essentially what you're asking. So the first game from Italy here, 13th against 3rd it was, and we can see over 1.5 goals peaking at 1.91. Over 2.5 goals, which did land as well, 3.75. And we can go into it and just check what the probability model was for those outcomes. So before the game, 1.5 goals was at 1.48 implied odds. And we can take a look at what it was before the game as well. So BTTS didn't land, that was over evens before the game anyway, so the bookies were not expecting it. So over 1.5 goals was at 1.5, so actually that was a value bet slightly. So to get it at 1.91 is very nice. You can see over 2.5 goals as well, 3.75. In this video, we will look at some games that are upcoming, of course, for today, but I just wanted to explain this because I think this video, and I'm trying to get into more videos like this, is where it could just stand alone in, you know, a year's time. Somebody can watch it in 6 months and it still makes sense. That is the ideal thing with any video. So the aim going forward is to try and make every video valuable, not just on the day that it's released, but also in 6 months, in a year, because if it isn't, then what's the point, really? I don't want the videos to have a shelf life of one day. So Ethiopia, the game that we covered, this one went exactly how we thought it would. 0-0 at halftime. And if you do watch that video from yesterday, fast forward to this bit. I'll put a little bit of it up now, actually. This home team is winless. They've lost 63% of games. The away team has lost just 13% of games. And something else that sticks out is that the lack of goals from both teams. There hasn't been more than three goals since the 25th of October. They've won no games by halftime at home. They have not scored a first half goal. Second half, they scored three. They're just terrible, to be honest. The away team are unbeaten at halftime away from home, but they too, you know, they've scored just six. And if you look at the overall form, 0.67 compared to 1.12. So half with most goals, if you can get it, that would be fantastic. If not, maybe you can set an alert. And if this game does start slow, you could maybe then be looking at over 0.5 goals, over 1.5 goals, or maybe the away win, to be honest. The probability model, I would expect, 1.44 implied odds. And what are the odds for an actual home, an away victory here? 1.92 peak. It's quite a jump, isn't it? From 1.5 with Tipico. So definitely value there if you can get on at that price. So that one, yeah, half of most goals, you could get that in a couple of places, couldn't you? Over evens, and fantastic, fantastic win, that one. And that was also one that I suggested, you know, could have over 1.5 goals potentially in the second half and away win. Those are the things that we mentioned. And just look at the peak odds, 2.63 for the away team. They were 1.55. Given all the data, it was very clear that the first half might be cagey based on the filter that we created yesterday. So some, they just tick all boxes, really, they do, and you can extract more value from a game. You could have won maybe 3-4 times on this game. So three of the next four games were 0-0 at half time. And if we look at the over 1.5 goals, we can see peaks of 650, 850, 250, and 850 again. That is sensational. This is a sensational day, and maybe it's just pot luck that I've made the filter yesterday and it's performed like this, and we can review it in this way, but we will track it. I mean, that is what this is all about. There is nobody that will just give you money, right? Essentially, that is not going to happen. So if anybody is trying to sell that to you, that they know exactly what's going to happen in the world, then they are lying to you. That's also one of the first things you've got to get in your head, along with probability. You've got to put something in to get something out, unfortunately, for some people, because they just don't want to do it. Another thing I would recommend is backtesting, paper trading. It's like, you know, there's no shame in, let's say you run this filter for a month, in just adding the games to bet tracking on odd alerts or in an Excel of your own, whatever you want to do. Automated settlement on odd alerts. So if you add it to a bankroll that is set up for that, it will, when the game finishes, it will just recalculate everything for you, send you an alert as well when the bet settles and the result of the alert. So that's a pretty nice thing to have. And again, there's no shame in backtesting. It's like if you were an investment banker or something, you think you just decide to do it and then you just start spending real money. I don't think they do. They train for a while. They test things endlessly in terms of what they're going to invest in next and how investing this much, bumping up this sort of bankroll will change the overall pie. And ask yourself, why would you not take that approach compared to just jumping in the deep end every time and seeing if you can swim in there? So incredible, incredible value in terms of over 1.5 goals on the alerts in these games. And we didn't dip into these games yesterday. We didn't even look into them. We just looked into a couple from the filter. And we'll toggle the probability model on as well, just to see what the values were pre-game. So 1.53, 1.47, 1.29 for this game that finished with three goals, three second half goals. And that was fifth against second. So league positions, I think, could be important coming into this final stretch of the season. We're in a very, very interesting time now. You do get tighter first halves, I believe. And this is, again, why you test these things continuously. You can visualize the charts throughout the year, because seasons and the way games are played does change. There's no doubt about it. You can just see the data. It's just clear in certain leagues and in the majority of, you know, top level leagues. So that filter was created live on yesterday's video, and if you want to check it out, I'd recommend it, just so you can see the process of creating a filter and what rules might apply, all the rules that you can add as well. And as always, if you've got any feedback or videos that you want to see me make, markets that you want to see me dip into, again, just think of it as a niche. You know, you can just dip into another market. You can research another market. And again, this is what it comes down to. You've got to just use your own brain, essentially. I mean, I know it sounds blunt, but you've just got to use your own brain, and you can do it. Odd Alerts is giving you the tools to be your own tipster. That is essentially what we're trying to do. And I think we do a pretty good job of it. So I have loaded the filter again, and here it is. I thought what I would do, what would be a good idea, again, thinking about how somebody can get value from this video, even if it's in a week or a month or whatever, is look at these games that have been played today and do the same sort of process. Maybe now that we know of certain markets that are worthy of an alert, like over 1.5 goals, we can just add that into the mix when we are thinking about the game and when we're looking at the game. So you could even have a little checklist, right? If you're looking at second half goals within a filter like this, or one that you create, what is your checklist? What are you looking for? What markets are you thinking about? And again, that is important to define, because then you don't want your mind straying to something that you actually shouldn't be looking at, right? Because we can do that as well sometimes. If we just see something, oh, this has happened, but that's not why we got to the game. Important to remember that. So from Turkey, 10:30 a.m. Sunday the 17th, 2024, if you are watching from the future. How many views has this video got as you're watching it? Maybe you'll add to the like count by hitting like and subscribe if you haven't already. So just one goal scored in the last three games for this team at home. At home, they are pretty good. They lost only to the team that is currently first. That is the only defeat at home since the middle of November. And the away team is coming into this with one defeat as well to the team that was second. This is sixth against seventh as well. So these two teams could be potentially battling for a European spot or promotion or something. It is the first Liga, which I think is the second division. I don't see Galatasaray on here. I don't see Besiktas on here. So yeah, the Superliga, isn't it, the top league? So first league is the there will be some sort of promotion push for these teams in terms of playoffs. I don't think at sixth and seventh in this stage of the season they will be pushing for the title, but we can take a look at the table, and they are pushing really hard. I mean, the top three, it is open, isn't it? 44 to 40 points separates third and ninth. So this is, again, why I like just mixing it up in terms of rules and filters and stuff, because you just get to explore pretty interesting situations in different leagues and stuff. And at this stage of the season especially, you get games where teams don't really want to lose, and that can definitely play into the markets we're looking at, because the first half might be tighter and then teams might just try and nick it, especially away from home. Away from home, it is 0.85 goals scored per game. Home team has conceded just five, so this could be a tight affair. If we look at the probability model, I would expect the unders to be, odds on 1.63, which as a percentage is 61.2%. But over 1.5 goals, 65%. Interesting, isn't it? Especially for the alerts and the potential there. So now you can see we have a few different options in terms of what we go for here. Now, looking at the highest scoring half being that second half, it is 2.2, enticing for sure. And over 1.5 goals peaking with 1.43, which is actually a decent starting point, to be fair. 1.5, if you can get it, is obviously fantastic for over 1.5 goals, depending on the data, of course. But in terms of the alerts, it's a nice starting point. It's 1.42, hopefully a slow first half. And to set an alert, we can just go here. Highest scoring half, you can set an alert on that in case there is a first half goal and you still believe, you know, that this game you're looking at potentially has so much going for it in terms of second half goals. There could be outliers in that where it's a high scoring game expected, 4 goals in the second half compared to 1 in the first half or something along those lines. Second half goals as well, for there to be a second half goal, 1.3 at this moment in time. People that do like to create 5-6 folds, again, I don't ever recommend it, but you can potentially get games with a second half goal at 1.4, which, you know, if you combine a few of them, you can get the odds up. But again, just think about maybe lowering the risk of the combined bet. And if you just convert the odds to probability, you're doing the work for yourself, really. Get that probability up. And as I said at the start of the video, it can still be low to be valuable. Some value bet systems, you can have less than half of your games win. Of course you can. It just depends on the odds, doesn't it? And again, you don't have to win every single bet. If you've got a system that you've back-tested and you have confidence in it, and again, odd alerts, I just hope we can make you bet with more confidence and with more discipline. That is the aim, and that is why the videos are not just me giving tips and showing bet slips, because that is not a sensible thing to do. Now, in terms of the timing data, the away team rarely scoring away from home, just 2 first half goals in the first 45 minutes. For the home team, they're not the most prolific of goal scorers, I would say, but it is an even split in terms of first half, second half. Now, you can scroll down to see percentages, as I always suggest to do. Interestingly, just as we get there, the home team has conceded just 3 second half goals, just 2 in the first half. So their defence must be pretty good. And we saw it before, didn't we? I forgot about it. And because of this great defence, because of the league position, because of, you know, what's at stake at the moment, we can see this team putting in a good, tight performance. We've not even looked at the head-to-heads yet, but we will just do that quickly as well before we jump back to the timing data. So at home, they did lose in that last game, but even when they lose, they only concede once at home. This team is pretty good. What was the probability model saying for a victory? 1.81, so 1.72 with most bookmakers as well. So I think the result is a bit of a risky one here, to be honest, because the away team, certainly not bad. Away from home, not bad. You know, these teams, it seems that they lose consistently to the teams that are in that sort of top 2 push. But apart from that, especially in the second half of the season for this team, they're looking pretty good at the moment. And the home team, not as great, but at home, they have the ability, they have the defence, they've shown that to keep things tight. So in terms of nil-nil percentage in the first half, it is 77% for that away team. And it is very low in the second half, just 15% in terms of nil-nil in the second half. So coming into this game off a defeat, you could see that home team just looking to make sure they've got everything right this week. And this is a big game, of course. All the games between the sort of top 3 and 8 at the moment in this league, which is, again, something you could look out for, are going to be highly contested. And it's these next few weeks, you would expect, if they are playing against each other, that could maybe create a bit of a gap, because at the minute, there really isn't one. But some of these leagues, you know, they are incredible. The Bundesliga 2, the last few seasons, it's come down to like the last day who's going to get in the playoffs, and sometimes who gets that second spot as well. Usually there's a somebody that, you know, takes the top spot in most of these leagues. We'll do another game as well, and we'll just check out the probability model actually as well, because over 1.5 goals is where we could be setting alerts based on yesterday's game. So we've got a game in Moldova, we've got a rivalry in Israel, 75%, 76% here in Brazil, second against third. The Brazil game from yesterday was really nice, actually. And it's just interesting. You'll see familiar leagues coming up now. There's a few competitions in Brazil going at the minute that are at pretty good stages. And yeah, some really good teams. I mean, this team looks like a very, very good team. BTTS in the last 5 games, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 in succession away from home. They are at home today, where they're still unbeaten, and looking pretty good. Now, this away team also pretty good. It is second against third. What did we expect? Away from home, though, just one victory, but that was in the previous game. One defeat all season. What about that head-to-head? Well, it was a 1-1 draw back in March of this year, and both goals coming in the second half there. And again, I think there, two late goals in the second half. And when it's a league like this, where, you know, it is a bit of an obscure league, a good thing to do straight away is to jump into the odds just to see what kind of markets are available. Seems like there's quite a lot, to be honest, on offer. Highest scoring half is available with quite a few bookmakers. I would not expect support for this kind of league. It's one of those sort of pre-season competitions, I think, in Brazil. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. Second half to see the most goals in a game against second against third, I think. Again, I do believe that that plays into it, depending on the stage of the season, of course. We can check the progress for this season. 97%. So how will that play into things? Again, I hope I'm just giving you a good slice of what goes through my brain when I look at these games. I think, as I've mentioned in this video before, it's key to have context going into these things. So I'll leave that. I mean, what I'll do again is share the shortlist. So this is Sunday, 17th March. But yeah, I mean, what you can do as well is let me know what are the markets you find within these games, and we can sort of collaborate and build this together over the next few days. And it could align nicely with something I'm trying to launch as well. I want to launch a new way to find games. There's nothing wrong with quick filters. As we can see in these videos, it works very well, but I just know it can be better, if you know what I mean. I want to allow automated sort of back testing at this stage, at this point, right? So you can find some games and then it just tells you, like, over the last 90 days, this happened. And that, I think I could get that done pretty quickly, and I think it'd be a massive, massive update. But I want to start again with the whole front page. And I did make a start, but it's such a big job whilst also developing other parts of the site. So what I might do in the next couple of days is put something in here short term that when you look at all the games here and you find games via a quick filter, it will scan all of the teams. Just thinking out loud how it can work best. It could scan all of the teams, it could get all of the recent games, maybe last 10 games for them teams, and just show you a sort of summary of it all, but also with a bit of history. So back testing, how many games did they win, who's the most informed team, without actually clicking into the games. I think that would be pretty good. And again, just thinking out loud. So if you've got any feedback, if you've got anything to add to that potentially, I think that would be pretty good. And as I say, these videos going forward, they will be with the intention of being able to be watched in 5 months, in a year, in 10 years, maybe not 10 years, but you know, you never know. So with that, I hope you've enjoyed it. I know it's a long one. Sorry. Happy Sunday morning if you are watching on Sunday. And yeah, I will see you in the next one. Thank you as always. And if you've got any feedback on Odd Alerts or you just want to ask any questions, I will be building a support AI bot soon, maybe today. Sunday, I like to do things a little bit side projecty. So stay tuned for that as well. And I will see you in the next one.